thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, the Word for Today.
In Romans 12:2, we read, "Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think." Sometimes our culture markets misinformation and half-truths. And since our parents grew up in that culture, they handed us the same guide for interpreting life. As a result, we may have arrived at these three mistaken conclusions. Number one, there's a special person out there who will make me happy. Only God can do that. Hurting people only hurt other people. From Luke 6:45, the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Number two, when I attain a certain position or accumulate a specific amount of money, I'll be happy. That's the old as soon as myth, and it breeds a life of discontent. And number three, I can't help it, it's just the way I am. That's the I'm not responsibility lie, and it will stop you dead in your tracks. If you want to be happy, examine the excuses you keep coming up with to justify your behavior. Here are a few of them. I'm not the only one. So what? If everybody does it, does that mean God doesn't take it seriously? Like a kind of group sin? Or, I don't see any harm in it. And who gave you the authority to write the rules and play God? Or, I'll just try it once. So if you try it just once, does that mean there'll be no consequences? What are the lies behind your excuses? Examine them. They're keeping you in spiritual bondage, and they must be unearthed and removed. The Bible calls this renewing of your mind. Jesus said, once you know the truth, you'll be set free, because your old belief systems will be exposed. Imagine being free to become all God wants you to be. Isn't that worth pursuing? There's some great counsel on dealing with the excuses we make from Vision to the Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.